If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy it is to greet you today on this first Sunday of December, 1975. We have just concluded the greatest November in our history. God has been so good and gracious to us. All time, Sunday school records were set. Worship crowd attendances broke all records. Our finances broke all records. We had a number of people saved and many people added to our church during the days of November. And now as we begin the month of December, we're looking forward to some very wonderful days. Today's a very special day. We want you to come and see what today holds for you as you share with us here at Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. The textbook of the Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church is the Bible only. We invite you to share Bible study each Sunday at 10 o'clock in the Sunday school hour of Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday morning worship hour begins at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. We would expect to see many of you during the days of December because many of you have been saying, well, before 1975 is finished, I'm going to visit Worth Baptist Church. So we invite you to come today and share with us the good things of the Lord. Next Sunday, likewise, will be another special day because next Sunday is Children's Day and we recognize the children in our Sunday school. On the 21st of December, we have our annual Family Day. What a day to get all the family together on Christmas Sunday, that's December 21st, Family Day here at Worth Baptist Church. And then on the 28th, the last Sunday of this month, we're going to have Everybody's Day. We're just inviting everybody all over the city and all over the Metroplex to come on the last Sunday of 1975 and share with us a great time here at Worth Baptist Church. Also, another special announcement. On Wednesday night, December 31st, we will have a watch night service, and we're looking forward to ending the old year and welcoming the new year in a tremendous service of wonderful things on Wednesday night, December 31st. All of these services have been planned with your spiritual needs in mind. Worth Baptist Church has an objective, and our objective is to build a strong New Testament church with Spirit-filled Christians whose outreach is to evangelize the city and the regions beyond. We are doing this through our City Evangelism Department, through which several souls were saved this last week, and we're also doing this through our Worldwide Mission Program, supporting more than 75 missionary families who are serving under the auspices of the World Baptist Fellowship. What a joy it is to have a part in a worldwide ministry. You'll be glad to know that no less than 35% of all of our regular church income goes into our mission budget to carry the gospel around the world. And there are some 4 missionary families serving directly from our church, together with the others, some 75 missionary families in some 20 countries around the world, preaching the gospel and carrying the truth to those who are in darkness and superstition. Would you like to be a part of a church like this? Would you like to visit with us today? We invite you to come and share the blessings of God here at Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. We have some good news to tell in a very few weeks about the beginning of our new building on our 14-acre site out near the Interstate 20 at Loop 820, just 1/2 mile north of Loop 820, adjoining the properties of the Fort Worth State School, and just a short way from the south campus of the Tarrant County Junior College. We're looking forward in the spring to beginning our construction on our new facilities. We ask you to join with us in prayer as we move in that direction. But in the meanwhile, right here at 3309 Wilbarger Street, we'll be looking for you today. And we would like to hear from you by mail this week. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. That's Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas, 76119. We shall expect to receive your letter this week, and we trust that the blessings of God will be yours as we've begun the new month of December, and as you join the family of listeners of Worth Baptist Hour. Perhaps this is your first time to hear this broadcast. We're in our sixth year of broadcasting. Worth Baptist Church will soon celebrate its 22nd anniversary. In fact, the first Sunday of March, 1976, we celebrate 22 years in business for God here at Worth Baptist Church. And we would be happy again to have you visit with us and share with us the blessings of God during these wonderful days, delightful days of December. May God bless you as you visit with us here at Worth Baptist Church. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Availability. And I shall read from the book of Romans, chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee for Thy love and mercy today. We thank Thee for the privilege of voicing the gospel of redeeming grace over this radio station. We pray for every listener today, some who are disheartened and discouraged, some who are undergoing so many problems that they don't know how to handle them, some that are having sorrow and tragedy in their lives. Dear God, we pray especially for these. And for our shut-in friends who are not able physically to get out in public worship, I pray that this broadcast would bless them. And for our senior citizens, dear God, we pray that the days of December would be good days in their lives, that they might be strengthened mentally and physically and spiritually. As a result of these broadcasts, may Christ be real to them, and may they know that there's someone who cares. They're in the rest homes and in the hospitals and in their homes sick, wherever they are. We ask Thy blessings especially upon them. And we pray that this broadcast would bring honor and glory to Christ and salvation to souls. This is our prayer, and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in the name of Jesus Christ and for His sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. Now in the book of Romans, chapter 12, I read at verse 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Just how much are you worth to God today? How valuable are you to the cause of Christ? On the scales of God, how much do you weigh? Now, I'm not talking about eternity and your soul and its value for the centuries of eternity to come. Oh, no. I'm talking about how much are you worth to God right now. Not in the sweet by and by, but as someone has put it, in the nasty now and now. What about this year, this month, this week, this day, this very hour? What about the remaining days of this year? What about the remaining days of your life? How much are you worth to God? Let me answer that question for you in one simple statement. You are as valuable to God as you are available to God. Now, I'm not talking about how much education or talent or money that you have. I'm not talking about your background or your heritage. I'm talking about your practical everyday living. How much are you worth to God? I repeat, you are as valuable to God as you are available to God. What good is $1 million in the bank if you can't touch it? Usability depends upon availability. And you are only valuable as you are available to God. Now, many people have the strange concept of the Christian life, and here it is. Get saved, get set, sit down, fold my hands, take it easy, and do nothing. The theme song of those people is this, the old Negro spiritual that says, Lord, I want to go to heaven, sitting down, sitting down, sitting down. Lord, I want to go to heaven, sitting down. But my friend, God does not want you to go to heaven sitting down. There's a work for you to do. God has a task, a job for you in this hour. Listen again to the words of my text. Paul says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. Did you ever think about this? Some people are worth more to God dead than alive. Let me ask you, are you worth more dead than alive to God? How much are you worth to Him? How valuable are you to the cause of Christ? Again, I say, you are as valuable to God as you are available to God. And availability involves three things. One, it involves accessibility. Two, it involves acceptability. And three, it involves adaptability. Now let's look first. Availability implies accessibility. Again, the words of my text, Paul says, present your bodies a living sacrifice. Are you available to God today? Are you really acceptable and adaptable and accessible to Him? Can God reach you? Are you unreachable? Accessibility means permission to enter, like the access road to a freeway. Let me ask you this question. Is God permitted to reach into your life and to guide you over the uneven pathway of life? Is the Holy Spirit free to enter your life to tell you what to do and when to do it and how to do it? Is the gate open in your life so that God can come in and bless you, and direct you, and strengthen you, and give you a sense of direction in your life, in your business, in your home? Does God have the freedom to direct traffic in your life? Does God have the freedom to call the plays in your life? If not, you're saying to God, God, I am not available. God, I am not accessible. God, I am not reachable. Listen again to the words of my text. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. God wants access to your mind, what you think. God wants access to your emotions, what you feel. And God wants access to your body, what you do. Accessibility means that God has the right to move into your life and do what He pleases, when He pleases, the way He pleases. Accessibility means that God has a right to use you according to His will and His purpose and not according to yours. Some more questions. First, is your talent accessible to God? Is your time accessible to God? Is your energy accessible to God? Is your bank account accessible to God? Is your safe deposit box accessible to God? Is that secret chamber of your heart or that secret closet in your home available to God? Is your daily diary available, accessible to God? If there's anything in your life that is not accessible to God, you're saying to God in so many words, Lord, I'm not available to you. And my friend, if you are not available, you are not worth much to God in this hour, in this day, and in your lifetime. Oh, I know, but somebody says, preacher, I'm just living for heaven. Oh, no, you're not. You're living for time. You're living upon the earth. You have a long time to be in heaven. But my friend, you need to be now, in this hour, in this moment, you need to make yourself totally accessible to God. God wants your life now. God wants your life upon the earth. God wants your life in this hour. God wants your time and your talent and your strength. God needs you, and God wants availability and accessibility to all that you have, with no roadblocks. Accessibility means that God has the freedom to run up and down the highway of your life with no roadblocks, no barriers, no barricades, and no closed gates. Does God have that accessibility to you today? Accessibility means that you submit your total being to God. It means that you yield yourself to what God desires in your life and not what you desire. What is your desire today? If your desire is contrary to the desire of God, if your will is contrary to God's will, if your way is contrary to God's way, then you're not accessible to Him, which means you're not available, which means God cannot really bless you. Listen to what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 6:19. What, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own, but you are bought with a price? Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. My friend, if you are a Christian, everything you have is God's. You say, but I have a title to my home. I have a title to my car. I have money in the bank. All of it's mine. It's in my name. I have stocks and bonds. I have all of these things in my name. But wait, my friend. If you belong to God, everything you have belongs to God. And He has every right to reach in and take and use what you have. What is there, my friend, in your life that God doesn't have access to? Some tiny area? You may say, but preacher, I've surrendered all the big areas of my life to Christ. But my friend, what about those small areas of your life? They are important. And God wants access to everything you have. Suppose you bought a house and you paid for it and you have the deed to it. You went to occupy that house and one room was bolted. One room was locked up. Well, first you'd have curiosity about it. You'd wonder, well, what on earth is behind the locked door? And then your curiosity would turn to anger and your anger to wrath and your wrath to rage. Because you'd say, well, I've paid for it. I have the deed to it. I have a right to every room in it. My friend, by the same token, God has the right to every room in your life. If you are accessible to God, you are ready at a moment's notice to be obedient to Him, regardless of the requirement. Now, a lot of people are available at their own convenience, but that's not availability. Availability means at all times, in all areas, and in all ways. What do you suppose we could see if we could see each other as God sees us today? Some of you have a do not disturb sign around your neck. Some of you saying, not available. Some of you have a sign that reads, by appointment only. Lord, I'm busy. Later, Lord, not now. I can't do it now. But my friend, God wants you and your home and your time and your talent and your energy now. Perhaps we ought to swap places with God. Perhaps we ought to be treated by God as we treat Him. Suppose God treated us. Let me ask you today now. Suppose God treated you like you are going to treat Him today. Suppose God would just close the door on you and say, I'm not available. How many times have you done this to God? Some of you today, you're not going to church and you're not going to serve God. You know that you ought to. You know what you're saying to God? You're saying, God, you have no right to my time. You're saying, God, you have no right to my energy. You're saying, God, you have no right to my money. You're saying, God, you have no right to my life. My friend, that's sin and that's rebellion. And if you are not accessible to God today, you're not worth very much to Him. Not only does availability imply accessibility, but it implies acceptability. Paul says, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, H-O-L-Y, holy, acceptable unto God. Now, God does not accept that which is not holy. God does not use that which is not holy. If there's unconfessed sin in your life, you are not acceptable to God. And if you're not acceptable, you're not accessible. And if you're not accessible, you're not available. So you're of very little, if any, value to God right now if you are not acceptable to Him. The third thing that availability implies is adaptability. That is, readiness to change, willingness to change. Oh, but are you really adaptable to God? Are you ready to change your life? Are there some things in your life that need to be changed? Oh, but you'd say, I'm going to do that after the first of the year. But whoever promised you that you'd live to the first of the year? Today is the day of salvation. Some of you are saying, well, Lord, we don't have but a few shopping days till Christmas, and you know we've got to decorate the house, and we've got to decorate the tree, and we've got to get our cards in mail, we've got to wrap all of our gifts. Don't expect me to be at church today, Lord. After all, it's just a few shopping days till Christmas, and you know we've got to get ready to celebrate your son's birth. My friend, there's no excuse for you not serving God today. If you are not available, you're sinning against God. Let me put it this way. If you are not adaptable, then you're not acceptable. And if you're not acceptable, you're not accessible. And if you're not accessible, you're not available. And if you're not available, you are of no earthly value to God and to the cause of Christ. Are you available to be the kind of man God wants you to be? The kind of daddy God wants you to be? The kind of mother that God wants you to be? The kind of church member? The kind of husband or wife? Are you ready to be what God wants you to be today? Are you available to God in this hour? I have this footnote, and I shall be through. God is as available to you as you are available to Him. And if you will make yourself available to Him today, He will pour out a special blessing upon your life. I trust this moment, right now, right by your radio, in your own heart, you would say, Lord, I am available from this moment on. I am available to you. May God bless you as you make that commitment in the closing seconds of our broadcast today. Let me remind you again that we would be happy to have you visit Worth Baptist Church today. We're located at 3309 Wilbarger Street. Our Sunday school at 10, our morning worship at 11, our evening worship hour at 7. So until we meet you in one of these services, or until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your home, and upon your family. And, as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.